across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good, Bendigo
Tripwire. This was big, wasn't it? It was huge.
On Monday, absolutely. On Monday, yeah. World Tour winner, one of, local lady from Epsom. We're going to talk to her soon, but before we get there, we're going to play this back.
Well, all we'll call her is, her first name's Stacey.
Stacey, yeah.
Stacey the Screamer.
Stacey, you and your daughter are going to Rio. Congratulations!
Stacey, is that really you?
Yeah, unfortunately it is.
Oh, Stacey, I love it. I've listened to it countless times since yesterday afternoon. It makes me smile. You must still have a massive smile on your face heading off to see Imagine Dragons in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will be wiping the smile off my face in a hurry, that's for sure.
When you get a call like that, Stacey, regardless of whether it's you've won a McDonald's meal or a trip like you have, you still go, you're kidding yourself. Who is this?
Yeah, you do. It's one of those things that's the, not sure if it's happening, the bit of disbelief more than anything, especially when you get off the phone and you sort of settle yourself down again and you're like, no. But, yeah, when you've got people behind you going, oh, my God, you've won, it's amazing.
So it sort of felt surreal, really, is probably where you're getting at there.
Yeah, absolutely surreal. The adrenaline is pumping and everything, so.
So once it. Yeah, once it's sunk in, I suppose the problem is then is that it's you and a friend or whoever it is. How do you decide that? What do you do? Do you go, oh.
Well, no, what happened was it came up through my news feed on Facebook and I ummed and ahed and I saw Imagine Dragons and one of our daughters absolutely loves it and I'm like, that's it, I'm going to apply for it, we're going to go together, if we win it, that'd be amazing. So that's how I got into doing the draw.
Oh, so really for your daughter and of course for you, but for your daughter who's an Imagine Dragons lover. Now, unfortunately though, since you won on Monday, you found out that you can't take your daughter. She's, a little bit too young?
Yeah, the age limit's from 21 over for me and my guest and unfortunately she's only 12, so we wouldn't be able to take her even if she was even a couple of years older.
How's that rolling down at your joint, mate?
Yeah, we got a few greasies. We'll call her when we're over there and we'll live feed it to her. And awesome. Yeah, so she was okay with that.
Yeah, gee. So, well, that's a bugger.
So
it
the
is.
Big question is, who are you taking instead of your daughter, Stacey?
My beloved husband.
Woo!
So, yes.
Does he really deserve it though, Stacey? Come on, has he done the right thing by you?
Are you going to be bribing me to take you over?
Well, I'm more than happy to bribe. I'm just asking, has he done all the right things for you lately? Because he's got to tick the boxes. This is a big trip.
He's amazing. I really can't complain.
Oh, well, let's just stuff me up.
Totally. Look, Stacey, congratulations. Yes. We love the fact that you've won. You're off to see Imagine Dragons, Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. 7 luxury nights at a seafront room at the Sofitel. VIP tickets to the concert as well, plus $1,000 spending money.
Did you know, though, if you go to Stacey's house and you ring the doorbell, that's what happens. All right, Stacey.
I'm so not living that down, am I?
No, never. It's going to be a permanent feature on our show this year, Stacey.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah,
hey, congratulations once again. And just quickly, we've got one more winner announced with our Triple M World Tour. It is to see Elton John live in Las Vegas. We'll be drawing it tomorrow afternoon, or our club captain, Al Shield, will be. TripleM.com.au/Bendigo to enter.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.